Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Forget that the Knicks won on opening night. Forget that VJ Edgecombe had one of the great debuts of all time. Forget that the Nets suck. We got ourselves a juicy gambling scandal. How are we all doing on this busy Thursday in New York City? It is Evan and Tiki. A lot to discuss. I never, on my bingo card, after opening night of the NBA season, had me watching a one-hour FBI investigation and announcement. But there I was. And there's a couple of things off the top of my head as we address this. Number one, we talked about Terry Rozier on January 30th. That's when it came out that Terry Rozier was being investigated by the FBI for potentially being involved in a scandal like this, where there were prop bets, and he took himself out of a game, and maybe he didn't give max effort. So this is not a shocker, because we had heard about it. What's a shocker to me, or maybe it shouldn't be, what I'm trying to wrap my head around, Teague, is how the FBI has enough evidence to arrest him, and I believe them, and yet the NBA cleared him! So Adam Silver, at some point, Mr. Silver, how did you clear Terry Rozier? And that's the first thing that jumped out at me from this was, okay, he's been arrested. The NBA told us 7 months ago, no biggie.
Yeah, he was fine. I think the issue becomes, what kind of power does the NBA actually have in investigating things like this? They can't subpoena anybody. They can have a conversation with Terry Rozier or any of the league officials or maybe even his agent, but they can't go find a third party, a contributing third party to this. Because the allegation, if I'm correct, around Terry Rozier is that he told somebody or told people that he was going to exit a game early. And so if you know it's good for you, wink, wink, bet the under on my stats or whatever, whatever they are. And so the NBA can't go find those that third party, but the FBI can. And so they can issue subpoenas and get people sworn on the record, which then changes the interpretation of what Terry Rozier did, whether it was legal or not. And apparently it's profound enough to put him in cuffs and take him away.
My understanding, because I was listening to Sam Mitchell, a former NBA head coach, explain this, and I trust him, and I thought Sam did a great job on Sirius NBA Radio going through this. Sam said, the NBA takes this stuff seriously. When they say we're going to investigate this, it's not just, let's watch some videotape. Like, they've got former FBI guys and former police officers and former investigators who they will call up and say, hey, investigate this because we take it seriously. The NBA is in no mood or business to cover up for Terry Rozier. So they, I assume, investigated
And remember, this whole thing started because sports books in multiple states flagged a suspicious bet around Terry Rozier's statistics ahead of a Charlotte Hornets-New Orleans Pelicans game in 2023. There was an incredible amount of bets. There were 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor that totaled $13,000. And they were all on the under. Under on points, under on rebounds, under on assists. So the sports books were the ones who said, whoa.
Yeah, this was the March 23rd, 2023 game.
Correct.
Right, and then he played a quarter and took himself out.
Yes. So, look, I don't have any accusations because I don't know. We're all just getting information. What I would ask this commissioner, instead of just saying, all right, we're going to investigate, we're listening to the FBI, we'll see what happens. Can you explain to us, your customers, who you need to keep the trust of, how'd you clear Terry Rozier? That's question number one. Now, if you want to say the FBI is wrong, go say it.
Yeah, well, from the NBA perspective, what did he actually do wrong other than not playing the game? You know, because he himself is not gambling.
Right.
And
He was also, according to the FBI, money was being counted in his hotel or apartment, thousands of dollars. So my assumption from reading that was he was paid handsomely.
Yeah, well, he was paid, but he wasn't gambling. He wasn't gambling on these statistics, or these stats, the under, overall under on his game performance. He himself was not. But people he had told were, and then he was probably getting paid cash to do.
So it's like an indirect, I'm not betting on it, but I'm getting paid.
But I'm getting paid because I gave somebody some information. And so how do you prove that? It could just be someone's paying you because you sold them, I don't know, a old Dodge Charger or something. You don't know. And so I guess from the NBA, you can't prove anything because you don't have a subpoena power. You don't have the ability to go investigate or get a warrant from a judge or something like that. Whereas the FBI, they can do all that stuff.
But you know what you can do, Teak? Not clear him. And that doesn't mean you ban him for life.
I agree with it.
Which they did.
Suspicious enough.
Right.
To say, this. We have to keep looking at it.
He was on an active roster last night.
Yes.
That's all you need to know. He played basketball last year.
Right.
So I know it's not the same as Jonte Porter, who they banned for life, but the NBA didn't have to clear him. So I'm just telling you, watching that whole investigation, watching Kash Patel and everyone else answer questions, tell us what's on their mind, the number one thing that jumped out at me was, all right, Adam Silver, how'd you clear this guy?
Yeah.
Number two, and this is just reality, let's have a real conversation here. This is a way of life. There's going to be more of this.
Yeah,
there are going to be scandals, especially involving player props.
It's too easy and the money seems free.
Yes. It's, look, this may not be the best comparison, Teak, so you have every right to slap me across the face. We now live in a world in which there's legal marijuana, right?
Yeah, of course.
You have access to something you didn't have 15 years ago. Are there going to be more things involving that thing that's now legal than 15 years ago? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the horse and buggy days, there wasn't speeding. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now we have cars.
Right.
There is speeding. So what I'm trying to say, probably in a clunky way, I apologize, is sports betting is now legal, if I'm not mistaken, in 39 of 50 states. The Supreme Court back in 2018 gave it up to the states to say, hey, if you want to legalize this in your state, you're allowed to do it. We in New York have legalized sports betting since 2022. Our friends in New Jersey, yourself, you've had legalized sports betting since 2018. Along with that, unfortunately, is going to come this.
Yeah, of course.
It's natural.
Yeah, because athletes are not immune or not isolated from bad actors in these spaces.
Yeah.
And even if someone feels like they can offer enough money, I'm not saying all, but some athlete will take it.
Yes.
And some athlete will give inside information. Some athlete will do what Terry Rozier did, which is, hey, I'm only going to play a quarter and a half in this game, and then I'm out. So bet the unders. Like, it's because it's to Terry Rozier, it seems harmless and it's easy.
It's very easy.
And he's getting free money. Whereas for this gambling community, it's massive. It's enormous, especially if you throw enough bets on it and make enough wagers against it. So the issue is that this is really easy to do.
Absolutely. And I think what we need to do as sports fans or just Americans is probably just accept it. Now, that doesn't mean it's the free reign. It's the wild, wild west. It is on these leagues to police their players strongly and make it very, very clear that if you are caught in any kind of scandal like this, you're done for life. We're going to come down hard on you. But I got news for you. In two more years,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's going to be another scandal. In three more years, there's going to be another scandal. And this is for all of us as individuals. I can just tell you as me, a human being at 2:10 in the afternoon, am I not going to watch an NBA game tonight because I'm concerned about the up and up? Not really. I'm going to watch it. I'm not concerned about the up and up. I understand that this is going to come along with it.
Yeah.
That with legalized gambling and the access that we now have to it, it is so easy. And that's the key word you said, Teak. It is easy for a basketball player. I don't care if they're making millions of dollars to say, oh, geez, I can make a quick 10 grand on this.
Yeah, it's cash. When someone's offering you cash, even if you're making $1 million+, it's cash. It's untraceable. It's easy to accomplish. And the question is, what is the NBA going to do about this? Because they've already told players. They've already given you the consequences of gambling or being a part of these things. And so the year or whatever, is it lifetime if they get a ban?
Yeah.
If it's one, so the lifetime.
Jonte Porter bet on his own game with a similar situation. He's banned for life.
The lifetime ban clearly doesn't stop or influence guys from not doing this.
Okay.
So what do you do? What else can you do?
I want to answer that. I sent Loogie. Loogie, get the Sam Mitchell clip ready. I want you to hear this. Sam Mitchell played in the league, coached in the league. Okay? He tells a story earlier today about why he was afraid to gamble, why he was deathly afraid to gamble. I want you to listen to this clip. I want everyone to listen to this clip because this clip will answer what you do about it. Because like everything in life, it comes down to leadership. It is all about leadership. So ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of SiriusXM NBA Radio, former head coach Sam Mitchell.
I was so afraid. I remember one time one of my buddies asked me just a question about who was playing in the game. Is so-and-so going to play? Man, don't ask me that. I thought my phone was bugged. Like, David Stern would come around from team to team, and he would look us in the eye as players and say, look, if I ever suspect you of gambling, not only will you never not play, there's not a corner of this earth you will play basketball again, but I'll make sure you're going to get a job anywhere that the NBA do business with. Like, he scared the bejesus out of you, right? My wife used to laugh at me because I wouldn't bet on nothing. She was like, what you think, an eye in the sky watching you and recording you? Uh-uh. You, I said, baby, you weren't in the room when that man came in. The man talking about livelihood, period. Well, you can't, you know, you're going to be homeless. And, yeah. And that's how serious it is, because if people don't trust the league, if people think games are being manipulated, dude, that kills your business.
He basically said, David Stern, and I'm not like the biggest fan of David Stern, but I have to acknowledge where he probably did things right.
Yeah.
He scared the bejesus.
Yeah.
His words, not mine, out of Sam Mitchell to where he wouldn't want to even give information.
Right. Okay, so what year was that? That was...
Oh, that's got to be the late 80s, okay, early 90s.
So back then, this is why it's different and almost doesn't even matter if Adam Silver did the same thing. In the late 80s, early 90s, they were making good money, but they weren't making generational money. Nowadays, they're making $50, $60 million a year. And so if you have, I don't know, racked up $200 million in your career, do you really care? You're older now. Do you really care if he bans you and says you can't work in basketball? You're like, all right, I'm fine. I've made enough money. I'm good. My kids, my grandkids don't have to worry. And so as the money's gotten bigger, I think this problem has gotten worse.
Because it's tougher to police. It's tough to intimidate.
Well, it's not tougher to police. I think that policing is the same then or now. I think it's...
The difference is the real legal gambling, though, too.
Yes, but it's the give an F personality of the player. Like, if the player really wanted to gamble in 1980 and you got caught, you're screwed. You're never making another dollar in basketball again. And if you don't have an appreciable skill other than basketball, how the hell are you making a living? You're going to be, as he was saying, homeless.
Hmm.
But if you've already made $200 million in 2025 and you're getting, you're 34 years old and someone offers you, I'll give you $500,000 in cash, just provide us with X, Y, and Z. And then you get caught and they ban you. It's like, all right, whatever. I got my money.
Well, I guess what would scare you is what could happen to Terry Rozier.
Yes.
And we'll get to the Billups stuff because it's completely unrelated, but related in a weird way. You can go to prison. Well, I mean, that would scare you.
Right. Of course it would. But you think, just like with guys who do reckless things, driving fast, speeding, drinking and driving, athletes being reckless, you think you're not going to get caught.
Right.
You think you're invincible. And eventually, this is a good thing in this regard, because you're not invincible, right? You're not immune to the laws of the land.
Well, the good thing may be for any other basketball player, any other athlete, because this is not just an NBA issue. It can happen in any sport.
Right.
It's a reminder that this could ruin your life. I mean, you could get easy money from it, but it could also ruin your life. You could end up in jail. You could end up in prison. Forget about not ever playing the sport ever again. But I remember when we talked about this in January, the reason the NBA is going to be the one that you're most concerned about is that's the easiest to manipulate.
Right.
It is the easiest sport when it comes to prop bets for the individual player to impact.
Yeah.
You can't impact it as much if you're a shortstop in baseball or if you're a wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, because you might not get any touches, and that has nothing to do with anything other than the quarterback not liking the route you're running.
Right.
Or the coverage that's been put over top of you. In baseball, you might just not get a shot at making a play in the field, or if you strike out, whatever, you just strike out. But in basketball, you could actually look like you're trying hard to make shots, and you just intentionally miss.
Right. Or yourself out of a game early.
Or, I got a quad.
Right.
I got a quad. You know, it's hurting me. I'm feeling it right now. I'm done. Everything under hits.
What we need to understand in 2025 is what happened this morning is going to happen again. This is now a part of sports in America in 2025.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. And I know we'll get a lot of calls on this, because there's so many gambling sites associated with all of the sports leagues. The leagues are making tons of money with the gambling partners that they are associated with. But it's not causation. This isn't happening because of the gambling sites associated with all the major professional sports. This is happening because bad actors who are not necessarily associated with any of these sites
are trying to manipulate these sites.
But legalized sports gambling is making it more likely for it to happen.
True.
Because more people can make money off of it.
Yeah, but gambling's been happening forever, man.
I agree. And look, I mean, we had a baseball World Series scandal over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're right. But now more people gamble in this country today than they did 10 years ago because of access. Look, I raised my hand. I'm an example of it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sitting around going to offshore gambling sports sites. Now, when I sit back and watch a football game tonight, I'll bet on it easily. Or, in my case, emotional insurance.
True, but you're not. You don't have access to a player to manipulate it so that you get it. You get your bet right.
I don't, but I think that more people now do. And so I do think, where I disagree with you is I think it
why,
being
why
more,
do you think that?
Because more people bet today than they ever did.
Okay, but so what? Why does that make them give more access to the player?
Because if more
or the coach or whoever is on the inside and can manipulate this
because game. If more people are betting, there are more bad actors who could try to influence. That's what I mean by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but ultimately that then comes down to the player, the guy on the inside.
I agree. But it's just more likely to happen today than 1985. And here's the other thing. Back in 1985, were there really player props? Like, I don't even know if that existed.
I doubt it.
And that is the easiest thing to manipulate because that's what we're talking about today.
Right.
This is not as much as we want to make it about Tim Donaghy or the games aren't real or the reason the Knicks took more free throws is something shady was going on last night. That's not true. At least right now we have no evidence of that.
Yeah, you can't. This isn't who wins the game. This isn't the money line bet.
No, this is player props. Right. And what I'm saying is not that it isn't a big deal. Okay, of course it's a big deal. Guys may go to prison.
Right.
But this is going to become commonplace over the next 5 years, 10 years.
It's more manipulatable because of, it's the whole Cleveland Guardian thing, right? It was what pitches, in-game wagering. First pitch of the game,
yeah.
What's it going to be? Ball or strike, right?
Yes. That was the Emmanuel Clase situation.
Exactly right. That's easy to manipulate.
That is another example of an easy thing to manipulate. And those are the things that we are now getting used to. And I'm telling you, 3 years from now, there'll be another scandal. We are going to gradually become more immune to it. Today, there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing. I know it. Today, there's going to be a lot of, I'm done with sports. There's going to be a lot of, I can't trust sports anymore. And maybe you feel that way. I guess you have every right to. But I'm telling you, this is going to become such a common occurrence. And what it needs to be is policed. It needs to be policed tough by the leagues, policed tough by our law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It needs to be, and the gambling websites need to be involved, which apparently they were, and at least flagging the Rozier stuff.
Yeah,
because they were the ones who said, hey, there's something unusual going on, and everyone's got to work together to make sure it doesn't happen more than I'm even guessing it's going to happen.
Right.
But I think this is a part of sports in 2025, and you better get used to it.
Unfortunately, you're right.
We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. Plus, while listening to the FBI speak, there were a lot of funny moments.
I was reminded of something. We were all reminded of something.
Anytime politicians or lawyers or attorneys are discussing something related to sports, they got their puns ready. Like, it's almost as if they write it on a wall. And as soon as there's some kind of sports scandal they're going to be involved in, oh, my God, we got to whip out the puns. I'll never forget when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and all those guys were in the halls of the United States Congress. Oh, my God. The congressmen and women were lining up to say, you didn't hit that one out of the ballpark. Yeah, you swung and missed. So it was early on when Mr. Joseph Nocella Jr., who is the interim United States Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, when he decided, my turn. So he was talking about the poker aspect of this, okay? Because remember, there were two scandals going on.
Yes.
One is the one we were talking about involving NBA players, or in this case, Terry Rozier, and player props. The other was a fascinating crime-affiliated, mafia-affiliated poker scandal in which all the games were rigged.
Yeah, this one was more compelling because of the detail that had to go into it.
It was crazy.
And how they were, what did they call them, fish? They were luring in the fish were the marks, the guys who they were stealing from, or cheating, I should say.
And they had the celebrity face cards or face guards, I couldn't tell which one it was, who would lure the people to want to play poker with them only to rob them blind.
Yeah.
Like, I'd watch this TV show.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now.
Not literally rob them, take their wallets and things of that nature, but cheat so badly that they were basically robbing them.
Yeah, robbing them of their potential winnings. So here is Mr. Nocella Jr. talking about that, and he had his puns ready to go.
My message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this. Your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that.
He was like, how many can I get in? I feel like if Sean Morash was an attorney, this would be you.
Just play it straight, dude. Come on.
You're right, but this would be me, 1,000%. I would just be rifling them off.
Now, the one thing that Mr. Nocella did that Sean would not do is when he mentioned NBA team games that were involved in the Rozier betting scandal or other betting scandals, he decided to create a team. And that one made me laugh.
The Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers.
Toronto Rangers.
What I want to know, though, and I think this is actually important, jokes aside, was it written down as Toronto Rangers?
Toronto Rangers.
Or did he just misspeak?
It had to be. Because how can... I was just trying to think about how Rangers... And there's a... Starts with an R. There's a drop-down letter. The G versus the P.
Right.
But... There's no way you confuse that. There's not
so
a chance.
So you think that in this big document, there was an autocorrect that went from Raptor to Ranger?
Toronto Rangers.
Or was there just wrong information? which would scare me, because then it puts the whole investigation in question.
I think it might be an autocorrect.
I'm leaning towards autocorrect.
And then it's a non-sports fan who edited it.
Yeah, and was like, oh, sounds right.
Who fact-checked it.
Right.
And they're like, all right, whatever. I know nothing about sports. Sounds good to me.
And in fairness, there are Rangers in baseball and hockey. Yeah. So it's like, maybe there would be.
Yeah, that sounds right. Toronto Rangers. Oh, yeah. Didn't they just win the World Series?
Right. Four major sports. They had a 50-50 shot to get it right. Yeah. Wrong.
And what I would do if I ran the Raptors, my next game, I would come out with Toronto Rangers shirts. I would just, because people would buy it. They'd have a good time. It's like Arson Judge. Now let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Tyler is in Caldwell, New Jersey. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. Happy Thursday. So, first of all, this should be the biggest story in the entire sports world right now. And, Evan, I do heavily disagree with the idea that we just kind of have to live with this. It's probably going to be the likely outcome because people, you know, use sports to escape from the real world, and they're going to watch it when they come home from work, just like you guys. But something like this could obviously heavily affect industries like the sports journalism industry. You guys would essentially turn into movie critics. It would be a fixed outcome. You may not know that it's a fixed outcome, but nonetheless, it's a fixed outcome. And you guys are just going to have to react
to
it.
Do you believe that, though?
Nobody wants that.
Do you believe that, though? Do you believe, like, tonight, not that we're going to be necessarily locked in on NBA basketball tonight with the Thursday night football game, but let's just say you were. The Thunder are playing the Pacers. It's a finals rematch. Do you think the game is fixed?
No, not to my idea. But my point is that if it's as easily accessible as we all know what it is, and we're under the, you know, we're just going to live with it, then obviously it's going to be more accepted and more cases will pop up. Well, they'll never put the hammer down completely, but I want to get to my real big picture thing. And the thing that shocked me the most about this whole thing is how people are now starting to react to it more or be aware of it. You know, forget Calvin Ridley. Forget the role player who never saw the court last year that got in trouble. Forget all that.
Right.
We got to totally forget about how 2 years ago, the face of baseball, Shohei Ohtani, was caught dead to rights, fixing his own pitching lines, and they had his interpreter as the fall guy. Are we going to totally forget about that?
We're not going to forget it, but it's also what you just said isn't based on any fact. Yeah. Like, I am not a big Shohei Ohtani fan, but I can't, with a straight face, come on the microphone and say he gambled on sports or he fixed this or he fixed that, because there's no evidence of it. I heard two different interviews with the bookie that was involved, one that Craig did, one in another place. And unless we think the bookie is a part of this huge cover-up, and by the way, he's going to go to prison for a few years, there's no evidence of what you said.
Right. He has no reason to protect Shohei Ohtani because he's already clipped.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's getting leniency because he's protecting Shohei Ohtani. And as much as bad as that scandal was with I forget his last name, the interpreter, but how bad that was with the interpreter, there's no evidence that Shohei Ohtani himself did any of that.
No, it's just us jumping to crazy storylines in our head.
Yes.
And again, I say this as someone that doesn't even like Shohei Ohtani, but I got to be real. And I think it goes back to his initial point about not trusting the results of games, that we will become movie critics or WWE announcers. There's no evidence of that. Now, the beautiful thing about humans is that you have a right to feel that way and stop watching.
Mm-hmm.
And if that affects people, that's bad for business. That's bad for business in the NBA. I personally don't feel that way. And I don't think most people feel that way. I think you say it. I think you tweet about it. I think you call up Sports Talk Radio, but I think you're still going to watch the games and genuinely think the results are real.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is around, and I know gambling is part of just the culture, and I'm not talking about people gambling on the games. I'm talking about the athletes. Like, athletes play poker, right? They play Tunk. They play all these card games when they're on the road, and it's a way to pass the time. And by the way, they're gambling not insignificant amounts of money.
Right.
I mean, it's not like, oh, here's $5 for you. Some of these are $1,000 games and hands that they're talking about. It's just part of our existence as sports-loving Americans. But to question the integrity of the game based on a few examples, and it seems like this investigation went on for a very long time, and as we know, there are only two right now. Two NBA associations, Terry Rozier and
Damon Jones.
Damon Jones. And so, like, I guess we'll find out as more of this comes out. But if we start seeing the stars of this game, the NBA, that is, involved in this or implicated in this, that's when I will get worried.
Or more officiating. I mean, Tim Donaghy was a long time ago. But, yeah, if there were officials connected in any sport to the fixing of actual games, 1,000%.
That would be more worrisome to me.
Well, yes. Because, I can only speak for myself. I know there are people out there that may, in the emotion, feel this way. And then a week from now, forget about it. I'm not sitting down tonight thinking that tonight's Viking-Charger game is fixed. Nor am I thinking the Thunder-Pacer game is fixed. But maybe the Net game was fixed last night, because why were they so bad, Tiki?
Because they're the Nets.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's go to Cologne calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Hey, guys. You know, a lot of people still think that, you know, Major League Baseball protected Ohtani, you know? And, you know, we still have not had a hearing on the final punishment for Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase, right, since July. Still ongoing.
Yeah.
If the findings and the punishment comes out after the World Series, everybody's going to be suspicious that they had it all along and just waiting for after the World Series for the punishment.
Well, Cologne, I'll tell you this. It's not just Major League Baseball. Let's look at the FBI. Why? Because this was a thought on my mind all morning long. Why did they announce this and arrest people on the morning after NBA opening night? And why was it associated with something that's completely unrelated in my mind, which is the illegal poker rings that Chauncey Billups was involved in?
Right.
And the answer, the more you think about it, is simple. Publicity. It's publicity. It's publicity for the story.
Yep.
But it's also, let's connect an NBA-adjacent story, which is Chauncey Billups being at these illegal poker rings, with an NBA story.
Yeah, because he coached.
Yes, he coached last night. Yes, he did.
And so it makes us pay attention. If they had done this before the season started, we'd care about the games that just happened as opposed to the news story that followed the game.
Of course, and that's not new. That's not new from the FBI or city government or Major League Baseball. You announce things when you want to announce things. So I agree with you. I am so curious about what the hell they're going to do with Emmanuel Clase. He's one of the best closers in baseball.
Right.
He disappeared off the face of the earth, and we still haven't heard definitively what Major League Baseball found and what they're going to do. But I do want to make you laugh, potentially.
Yeah, but they did say they had irrefutable gambling evidence. So
do we get to hear that or no? Or do we just move on with our lives?
I don't know.
I'd like to know that.
Because that was a while ago.
Yeah.
That
was, it was right before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Because he was a potential trade target.
Right.
Now tell me if this is a coincidence or not. So last night, you just alluded to it, Chauncey Billups coached the Portland Trailblazers. Do you want to hear something he said at the end of his press conference last night?
What's that?
You ready? He was talking about the pressure and, you know, coaching and all that. Listen to what he says.
No, you know, I don't, that pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
The chips fall where they may.
You think that was intentional?
You think that was a bat signal to everybody?
I think he knew.
I have no idea.
Of course he knew.
You think he knew he was being arrested the next morning?
He had to have.
I don't think the FBI gives you a heads up, do they?
Well, didn't Rozier's, because Rozier's lawyer talked about this, how that they were in conversation, but I guess he had a previous issue. So maybe Chauncey didn't know.
Yeah,
but Terry Rozier had a preview, because we talked about it back in January. This is a
rearrest of something that already happened.
Well, they were investigating this scandal, and according to Terry Rozier's agent, he wasn't the subject of the investigation. He was just, he was involved.
Right.
And so they didn't think he was going to end up being arrested. Now, maybe the facts changed, or maybe they found new facts that changed the investigation. But, yeah, I don't know if he woke up this morning knowing I'm getting arrested. And I don't know if Eric Spoelstra knew last night when he didn't play him. He was a coach's decision. He didn't even play last night.
Right.
But the fact he's been active for the last year and a half and the NBA cleared him is another thing that the NBA has to address. How did you clear a guy who now the FBI is saying, and of course, innocent until proven guilty, but a guy that the FBI is claiming did wrongdoing and should go to jail?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jack in Rockaway, New Jersey. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
If I could just preface, I'm 59 years old, and I remember when I was younger, you know, in the stadiums, you would have the alcohol and the tobacco signs, right? And then they, if you remember, they took that all out for a while, right?
Yes.
So integrity, I'm just going on this with the, I keep hearing the word integrity, and I think that thing that bothers me the most is now that Las Vegas now has teams in all four of our major sports. The A's will be the next one, I believe. And I'm not saying anything right, wrong, or indifferent, but that right there will make a lot of people question integrity when, you know, they're basically making billions of dollars from things. And I've been to Giant games, Tiki, where, you know, I'm in the DraftKings thing, and there's NBA players in there, you know, they're guests and all that. And I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong, but like, do these guys got to worry about now where they walk in, you know, they're trying to enjoy a football game, you know, off season and all that. And they're going to get, you know, just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Yeah,
you know,
no, with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's interesting.
Teams and stuff like that.
Well, it's interesting because that talks directly to the Chauncey Billups issue. Because the Chauncey Billups poker indictment that was handed down on him is alleging that he was used and other former athletes to get the marks to go there.
Right.
Hey, come play poker with Chauncey Billups and whoever else. I don't know who else it was there. So other than Damon Jones, come play poker with these guys. And then those guys, Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones, et cetera, were in on it.
Right.
And so they were aware that they were cheating the marks and just
pilfering them of whatever opportunity or resource they thought they were getting on the up and up. And so now you have to think about that. If you are getting enticed by an athlete to come to some whatever gambling wagering event, now you're going to think about that.
Right.
Not that that's happening. I'm not indicting or accusing DraftKings or FanDuel or any of these with doing anything like this. But now how do you not think about it?
Right. And in terms of gambling in sports, bro, it's too late.
Yeah.
In 2018, when the Supreme Court said it's up to the states and sports gambling is legalized, mm-hmm. if you want it, and 39 out of 50 states, including the state I live in and the state you live in, say let's go.
Of course, because it's a revenue driver.
Of course. And sports leagues got in bed with them. We got in bed with them. Everyone's making money off mm-hmm. it, and people are playing the game. So that ain't going anywhere.
No.
And I think one of the effects of this is what I said, that there are going to be scandals. Now, is that enough to say, uh-oh, we got to put it back in the box? Well, it's too late. Yeah, you ain't putting it back in the box.
There's no way you put it back in
the box. Too much money is made off of gambling in sports.
Right.
And let's be honest, 99% of it is not some kind of shady dealing when it comes to players trying to hit their under.
Yeah.
So most of it is what it is, and we all know the warnings of gambling and the dangers of gambling. That's obvious, and it should be taught and repeated so you don't fall down that road. But it ain't going back. And I think the Vegas thing doesn't even matter anymore. Like, what's the difference now between Las Vegas and it here?
Is. Proximity?
But we're going to have a Hard Rock Casino right next to Citi Field in a couple of years.
Atlantic City's not that far away.
Yeah, and what about all the casinos that are nearby?
Of course.
I don't think the Vegas thing matters.
It's just the perception of proximity. But the reality is that because it's virtual. Gambling now, it's all virtual. It's on your phone. So it's everywhere you go.
But, you know, I want to walk you through something I did yesterday. We talked about this off air and briefly on air where things can be manipulated. So yesterday or 2 days ago, I like to take out emotional insurance. Mm-hmm. I've always been honest about that. I don't like the Knicks. I'm a Nets fan. I'm
the
a loser.
Hapless Nets.
Thank you. I'm a loser. So I did a Nets are going to lose, Knicks are going to win.
I'm a loser.
Parlay, right? Made that bet just because I'm a loser. No insight, no like basketball knowledge being used here. Just simply, I'm a loser. And then all of a sudden, Cat gets downgraded to doubtful. And all of a sudden, I'm being offered a payout. And I'm like, wait a second, no game has even happened. I could have a payout. And the reason I was offered a payout is I mistakenly bet the Cavaliers. I wanted to do Knicks and Nets. It was actually Cavaliers and Nets.
And so you took the payout and then you actually bet the Knicks?
So I take the payout. They gave me like a few dollars. And then I bet the Knicks. So the reason I bring that up is not about me. It's about look how easily an injury report
yeah.
can manipulate a line
yes.
and manipulate your ability to make money or not.
And then he goes out and plays anyways.
And then he goes out and plays. Now, in my case, I'm an innocent idiot who literally placed the wrong bet because I'm a sucker and I hate the Knicks, right? I'm a baby. But it just showed me, and I didn't even think about it yesterday when it happened. I'm thinking about it now after this, how without even a second of basketball being played, injury reports
right.
manipulated the lines and I was able to make money without ever doing anything. And so you think about that and say, huh, does that happen then? With people who are smarter than me? With people who know what's going on because of the information? And I will agree, that does make me wonder.
Yeah.
When information is released, such as a player is doubtful, now a player is questionable, now a player is playing, you start to say, huh, why was this done? Yesterday, we talked about why it was done, thinking, is Cat upset? Does he want to play? Does he not want to play? And the truth is, it probably was, as Cat said after the game, I really wanted to play opening night. I'm dealing with a calf issue or a quad issue.
Yeah.
I want to play.
And he looked like he was not moving quickly, but he was great.
Right, but I think that, look, it backs up that it was an innocent thing.
Yes.
But you can see how something seedy can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it just with that tiny example.
Right.
Let's go to Chris in Bay Shore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey guys, how we doing?
All's good.
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm hearing all the gambling stuff, and I don't know for whatever it's worth, but I think one of the things that's getting overlooked is I worked in education for a long time, and the last 4 or 5 years, unlike the other 26 years I worked, I became aware of a lot of young guys, high school guys, college age guys, and I know Craig has a great show. But I think with the legalization and the promotion and the every time you turn around on every game, I think you're giving rise to a new generation of young 20s that are really struggling with this as just a matter of fact.
Right. It is. And that's why I think that's why I think like A, teaching your kids about it is very important. I'm already starting. Craig's show that you mentioned now on Sundays is very important. Hearing the lessons of someone who dealt with that is very, very important. Now, that doesn't mean this all should be illegal. Okay? Because we know the dangers of alcohol too, and the dangers of legalized drugs. Like, there are a lot of dangerous things, and I think it puts it on us as parents and as adults to hate. Let's inform our kids so they can make the best decisions possible.
It mirrors alcohol in a lot of ways because there are high school kids that are drinking alcohol.
Right.
There are college kids that are drinking alcohol and they're doing reckless things while drinking alcohol. And so you want to protect them as best you can. And it's the same thing with gambling. You have to talk about it. I feel like alcohol is easier to talk about though because it's around.
Yeah.
You know it. You see it. Parents do it in front of kids.
Yes.
So gambling is not necessarily the case. It's more subtle.
Well, let me ask you this about gambling, because this is a conversation I had with my grandfather, who's not with us anymore, when I was 8 years old. And my grandfather, I love him. He was a compulsive gambler. All right, he had major, major issues. And we were in Atlantic City, but I was a kid, so we were walking the boardwalk, having a good time. And we go into the area where you could play the games, the arcades.
Right.
And I'm playing the games. And I'm winning coins, and then I'm winning tickets, and I can get something. And I say to my grandfather, can you tell me what the difference is between what you're doing and what I'm doing?
And what did he say? Nothing?
He said, there is no difference. Mm. And he was very blunt. I said, what do you mean? Like, I'm gambling? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought about that, and I was like, he's kind of right. Like, I'm going to an arcade. I'm winning tickets. At the time, it was tickets. Nowadays, it's just on a card.
Right.
And your card has all these tickets, and then you take the tickets to get the prize.
Right.
I want this. I want that. I want this. And it's kind of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through how it's not gambling.
The reward is not, like, life-changing, potentially.
Right, right.
But if you're a five-year-old kid and you get a big stuffy, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Or a bubblegum packet. It's a big deal.
And how did you get the bubblegum packet or the big stuffy?
You spent money to do a game of chance.
Yes.
It's exactly the same.
So I thank my grandfather for basically teaching me as a seven-year-old, what you're doing is gambling too.
$1!
And now Spence knows it. He knows it as well. Let's go to Jay in Bergen County. What's up, Jay?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good, Jay.
What's up, man?
So I'm less concerned about the players who are making so much money and whose careers are so short that you'd think they'd be afraid to do any of this stuff. I'm more concerned about, like, the ref or the ump. All a football ref or ump has to do is drop one more flag or drop one less flag to sway, an entire game. And, it's so much as discretionary. How could they possibly get caught unless they've been following these guys and somehow scrutinizing where they are and the payments they receive and all that kind of stuff? I think it's almost next to impossible to police these guys.
Yeah, I think that one thing that helps, it's a fair concern. And I think what you bring up is the biggest concern in sports. I think that is the biggest concern. Now, luckily, other than Tim Donaghy, which was 20 plus years ago, we don't have a smoking gun happened recently.
How did he get caught?
I don't remember. There was an FBI investigation. I think it was the same thing. But I think that, like, I'll give you an example with baseball and balls and strikes. They grade these umpires so tough that they got to do well.
Yeah, because if you don't and your grade is consistently off, then you're not going to be doing it anymore.
Correct. And I think much like with Emmanuel Class A and whatever they saw that put up the antennas to say, uh-oh, something's off here, I would hope, and the leagues know this because the integrity of the sport's on the line, they would also handle the same way.
Yeah.
Like, what am I noticing here? Am I noticing some kind of trend? So I'm not overly concerned about it. And maybe I'm being naive when I say this. I'm not concerned about it because I've got no evidence it's happening. And so I'm an evidence guy. Show me the evidence and I'll start to get concerned. Right now, it's just, hey, well, this happened, so that could happen, and this could happen, and then that could happen. Oh, my God, sports is on fire. We don't have any evidence of it. And right. once there is, if that's the next sports scandal, that's a huge deal, obviously.
Right.
And that really challenges the integrity of the sport. But right now, what the FBI found out involving Terry Rozier, or even the Damon Jones stuff, which was that Damon Jones was sharing information. Now, is that fair to other people betting? It is not. But that wasn't impacting the game.
No.
Him sharing what he knew about LeBron James's injury status absolutely gave a leg up to somebody gambling, and that's not fair. And yes, people should go to jail for it. But for us, it's just the sports fan saying, hey, well, did that Laker game get impacted by it? Not really.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Should LeBron James be implicated in this in any way? Because it's his agent or someone who works for his agency sharing information. He has nothing to do with
it. Well, no, it was a coach on the Lakers staff. So Damon Jones was...
I thought he wasn't a coach.
So this is what I'm reading from The Athletic. Damon Jones... Actually, you're right. Hold on a second. You are right. Damon Jones wasn't employed by the Lakers.
Right. He just had access because of his relationship with LeBron James.
But had restricted access to the team in 22-23 as he was on the court with LeBron James during pregame workouts, sources tell The Athletic. James was unaware Jones was allegedly selling and sharing info about his status. So you're right.
So that's the protection for LeBron.
Yes. Just,
or at least what he says. He's unaware of it. But... this is the nuance in it. Because if... let's say he's questionable, and LeBron James is just like, "Yo, Dame, I'm out tonight, man. I'm not feeling it tonight. I'm not going to play." And then all of a sudden, he goes and tells somebody else. LeBron James had nothing to do with anything.
Correct.
At least we think he didn't.
Correct.
Or how do we know LeBron didn't say, "Hey, Damon, go tell those guys I'm not playing"?
I mean, it's a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope.
But to your point though, and look, things can still be crimes. Things can still be bad without them impacting the integrity of a sport and I watch. Damon Jones sharing information about LeBron James, and I'll read more about this, another Lakers star, doesn't actually impact the result on the court.
I agree with you.
It gives an unfair advantage to somebody who knew him.
It's just people who maybe are betting the money line. That's what could change.
Right,
LeBron's not playing. I'm not taking the
right. Lottery. So it's impacting someone who's placing a bet.
Right.
So like if Damon Jones is calling up Sean, not to implicate you here, and say, "Hey, Sean, don't tell anybody. LeBron ain't playing tonight." Now Sean may go on his FanDuel or DraftKings account and make a bet that, and he is benefiting from information the public doesn't have, but it's not actually impacting the game that Susie's watching live at the Staples Center. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
More on this Athletic story involving LeBron. So here's what it is. Dan Wolke, who covers the Lakers for the Athletic, a league source with knowledge of the situation, told the Athletic that LeBron James was unaware that Damon Jones shared information about his playing status. The Lakers declined to comment. Jones also shared information on another top Lakers player, the indictment said, ahead of the January 15th, 2024 game, after he learned from a trainer that the player was hurt and his minutes or performance would be affected. Marvis Fairley, another defendant, bet $100,000 against the Lakers for this game, and the injury report simply said the player was probable. The Lakers, however, won the game, and the player played to form. Therefore, Fairley asked Jones to repay him the $2,500 he was paid for the information.
Uh-huh.
So what does that also tell you?
Right.
The information that he was sharing that was secret was wrong. Before a February 9, 2023 Lakers game against the Bucks, Damon Jones texted an unnamed co-conspirator about a player that was out and they should bet the Bucks. The player was not yet on the injury report. He also gave information on the 23-24 Lakers, including player 4, who the DOJ said was one of the Lakers' best players that season. James also didn't play in the Lakers' next two games before returning for the team's final game before the All-Star break on February 15th. So he was sharing information, and apparently...
Not always accurate information, though.
Yes. Right. Well, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, look at the cat thing from last night. And again, there was nothing nefarious about what happened. I think Carl Anthony Towns did a pretty good job explaining after the game. I wanted to play for you guys. I thought that was... it's opening night. It means something to me. I'm curious about his status on Friday against the Celtics. I don't know. So I think that one makes sense. But if he was listed as questionable... And someone called, I'll pay this cat, he's gimpy, it's not good, bet that Cleveland Cavalier money line. Well, guess what happened last night? It wouldn't have worked.
All right.
So the information isn't always 1,000% accurate. more on you and more calls. And also, should players in general just not be allowed to bet at all?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.